President and CEO Philip Tseng has a preview in this USMEF report.
This is our strategic planning conference where we sit down with all facets of the industry and all of our membership to talk about our directions and plans we want to employ for next year. Looming large on people's minds this year, of course, is the whole issue with China. We've been outside of that market as far as beef since the advent of BSE in the United States. We've also had our interruptions when it comes to pork. So I think a close look at China and also the possibilities of what that market portends for us for the future is going to be largely examined at this meeting. We also know that 12 nations just came together here last month on TPP, and there'll be, I think, a very close address of TPP and what the ramifications are for that, both from the beef and the pork complex. So I think that will be an area of enormous concern for our people. Then also the TTIP negotiations are large negotiations going on, of course, with Europe.
Beef supplies have been tight this year due to herd rebuilding, but Tseng points out that will lead to larger calf crops beginning next year. We're currently in a period of large pork supplies, but the global market is intensely competitive, especially in Asia.
The beef industry is expanding now again, and that's very, very healthy. The pork industry, of course, has a tremendous amount of production at this point in time. We're going into that. Going into next year, I think that the international marketplace is going to play an ever larger role as far as the profitability of producers. Our competition, I think that one of the hallmarks of what's going on here is the rising competition, especially European competition and especially in Asia. So there's tremendous opportunity, but there's also tremendous challenges that go along with that.
For more on the USMEF Strategic Planning Conference and updates throughout the week, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.